T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:44, 16 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Among the headlines you find at WWL.com, Tesla reduces prices on models S and X amid stock slump. Daniel Esparma joins us right now. He is the CEO of the Pelican Institute, and we're talking about, and we spent some time just now with Representative Steve Carter, who is proposing a special session to deal with the crumbling infrastructure in the state, roads and bridges and more. And somebody texted this in, and I think it just sums it all up. And that is, prove you're responsible with the money we already give you, then we will give you more. Daniel, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You're quite welcome, sir. Tell me about the Pelican Institute.
You bet. The Pelican Institute is Louisiana's free market think tank. So our job is to look at the public policy challenges facing the state, identify barriers to bringing jobs and opportunity and freedom and free enterprise, and then do the research and go out and recommend and sell the solutions to bring jobs and opportunity back and turn the state around.
So you're talking about a libertarian philosophy here, and I don't know if I would qualify or not, but when it comes to what people do with their own time and their own, I don't care, just so long as it doesn't cost me money. That would be a libertarian, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And that's where I find myself here. However, Daniel, I think a case can be made for the fact that things continue to break, things continue to age, the price of repairing them goes up. But then again, you heard me say that the text encapsulates the entire argument, which is, show me you're responsible with what we've given you already, and then we'll give you some more. Is that in essence where we are right now?
I think that's exactly where we are right now. Look, nobody argues that we don't need to put more money and more attention into our roads and bridges and infrastructure. The debate is about how do we do that? And one side, and look, Steve Carter is a good friend of mine, and I respect him a lot, but and I've told him this, you know, he's just, the gas tax is just a terrible way to do it. There are other solutions that are working in other states. There are things we need to do right now to spend the money we have better. Then let's talk about how do we generate additional revenue? Let's
talk about that. Things that we can do right now that would allow us to take care of some of the roads and bridges and infrastructure, and things that other states are doing, and it's proven to be a successful model for them.
That's right. Well, let's start with a couple of things the state is doing right now and could be doing more of. The first, there's a great program. One of our challenges is the state controls far too many miles of roadways in Louisiana. And so we have the 11th largest roadway network in the country, despite being, you know, one of the smaller, the bottom half of the smaller states. And so part of this is devolve ownership of those roads back to localities and parishes. The state already has a program for this. It puts money, brings the roads up to standard and gives money to the parish to maintain those for a couple of decades. It gets it off the state's rolls. And make sure that local communities can decide what works best. So that's step number one. Step two is a bill that's pending in the legislature right now, Representative Mark Wright from the North Shore. This is bill number 313 for your listeners who want to look it up.
It would be HB.
And that's right.
Okay.
And so the idea here is we're using money out of the transportation trust fund, the money from our gas taxes already that's supposed to go lay asphalt and concrete around the state. And we're spending a couple hundred million dollars a year on benefits for current employees and retirees. And that's something that's just been sort of snuck in through various measures over the years. That's money that doesn't go through the appropriations process. That doesn't get any scrutiny from lawmakers. It's just spent. So you can imagine there might be some efficiencies to be gained in that money to begin with. And then that's money that can actually be going to what it's intended for, which is to fix the roads.
But what about other states now? What do you see them doing that would be a great model for Louisiana to accept or adopt?
Yeah, tolling and public-private partnerships are something that's working across the country. Florida is a great example of this. Let's just compare very quickly, gas tax and tolls, right? This is both ways to generate revenue. The gas tax is overly burdensome on low-income families, particularly those who don't use state roads very much. If you're just driving back and forth from work to school to home, you're probably not getting on a state road. You're probably just using local infrastructure. You're paying gas tax. It doesn't help you a lick. Electric vehicles, and the reality is all vehicles are getting much better gas mileage, so the actual value of the gas tax, even in real terms, has gone down. Tolls allow you, and what we've seen in other states is they allow bringing private dollars that are sitting on the sidelines right now to be invested in our state. And it allows people who are actually using the roads to pay for it and not just sort of taxing everyone and spreading the money out. If you're in North Louisiana, you might feel pretty frustrated that Lake Charles is getting a lot of attention.
We got to take a break. I'm sorry, Daniel. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the things you just mentioned. 750, 10 before 8, in terms of paying more taxes, would you be willing to do it if it was a private-public partnership? And maybe toll roads, 750, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 755, 5 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the infrastructure in the state. Daniel Erspommer is our guest, CEO of the Pelican Institute. Daniel, before we went to break, we were talking about some of the alternative things, and you mentioned tolls, private-public partnerships. You know, when it comes to Florida, there's this thing going around that if you put in your birthday and then type in a Florida man, chances are you're going to find a weird story. So Florida can be a weird state. However, it seems as though with the tolls, they take care of their roads, bridges, etc. And I got a couple of texts here from people saying, well, what makes you think that if it's a private-public partnership, the state isn't going to steal their part of the money, and all of the money with the private part is going to be funneled up to all of the CEOs? No disrespect, because I know you're a CEO, but of the company, and we still, and I'm going to read the text here verbatim, wind up with crappy roads.
Look, we have to have measures in place, but we've seen now in Texas and Florida and Virginia and places around the Southeast, around the country, we can put, Indiana's another great example, we can put structures in place around that that prevent corruption. And look, this is going to make sure that what we've seen with public-private partnerships is the state now, taxpayers are only paying a burden of maybe 10% of the overall project, and investors are taking the risk on the rest of it. This is the way we talk about bang for the buck. We've seen great success in this. And the other thing is it helps congestion. If you think about things like hot lanes, high occupancy toll lanes, these are great solutions that not only fix some of the funding challenges, but they make traffic work better. I mean, these are solutions that work for everybody.
To be, what's the word I'm thinking of? To understate it, I was not a fan of the tolls on the Crescent City Connection. Sure. I like to think that I had a hand in getting them removed and the hard work of Pat Connick and so many others. But how do we know that the money, unlike the tolls on a Crescent City Connection that were used for other projects, how do we know that the tolls are going to be used on the actual roads for which we pay those tolls?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the Crescent City Connection is a great example of what not to do in so many ways. We've learned some lessons from that, right? And we all now have a lot more oversight and visibility on what's going on. We got to hold our elected officials' feet to the fire as they negotiate these contracts. But again, we look to Texas and Florida, Indiana, Virginia. I don't know if you've been up to Washington, D.C. lately and driven around the Beltway that goes around the loop, has used tolls to great effect. We know how to structure these things. I think the skepticism of our Louisiana politicians is almost always justified. But we know structures to make sure that doesn't happen.
Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate your time. And try that thing. Put in your birthday and then type in a Florida man, and chances are you'll come up with a weird story. Good. So we had a nice conversation about infrastructure and roads and so forth. When we come back, we're going to talk about distracted walking and something New York wants to do about texting while you're walking. Right now, though, time for another cash giveaway Let's hope you can be our next winner. I'm going to give you the code word. You'll have some time to text it to 72881. This time, the code word is salary, S-A-L-A-R-Y, not the vegetable. What you get paid, salary, S-A-L-A-R-Y. Text that to 72881 right now. You can be our next winner with the 12K a day Entercom National Cash Contest. We are underway now, and we will have another word for you every hour at this time, all the way through 5:59 with the Sports Talk guys. So right now it's S-A-L-A-R-Y. Text that to 72881. We never charge for text. Individual plan text and data rates apply. Please do not text and drive, or maybe even walk and drive. We'll talk about that when we come back. Walk and text.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.